This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey kids, thanks to Deluxe Diner, it's time now for Pick and Tell with storyteller Leslie Dowding.
Welcome to Pick a Tale. Last week we talked quite a bit about how certain characters in books came about. One of the stories was Winnie the Pooh, and I thought it would be quite nice to have a story from Winnie the Pooh. This is a wonderful little tale about his friend called Eeyore. And if you don't know who Eeyore is, well, I think you're going to find out very soon. Eeyore was the old grey donkey who stood by the side of the stream and looked at himself. He was looking at himself in the water.
Oh dear, look at me, I'm a bit pathetic.
He turned and walked slowly down the stream for 20 yards, splashed across it, walked slowly back and then looked at himself again in the water.
As I thought, no better from this side, but nobody minds. Nobody cares.
There was a crackling noise in the bracken behind him, and out came Winnie Pooh. Good morning, Eeyore, said Pooh.
Good morning, Pooh Bear, said Eeyore gloomily. If it is a good morning,
which he said,
I doubt it is.
Why, what's the matter?
Nothing, Pooh Bear, nothing. We can't all and some of us, all of us, well, don't, well, there it is, you see.
Can't all what? Said Pooh, rubbing his nose.
Well, songing and singing and dancing, we can't all do it, and going round mulberry bushes and things.
Oh, Pooh thought for a long time, not really sure what Eeyore was talking about.
I'm not complaining, you see.
Well, Pooh just didn't really understand. Oh, well, said Pooh, I'll come and see you a bit later. I think I might go and make a little visit to somewhere else.
All right. Well,
are you sure you're all right, said Pooh, before I go?
Well, I have to tell you something. You see, it's actually my birthday.
Your birthday? Oh, well, happy, happy birthday. Well, I think I should do something for you, said Pooh.
Of course, you can't say it's my birthday because, well, I don't have anything to tell you it's my birthday.
Pooh looked first to the right and then to the left and decided that what he really needed was lots of presents and birthday cake. And so Pooh took off and left Eeyore to go to sleep. The first place he went to was Piglet's house. He knocked on the door. Hello, Piglet.
Hello, Pooh.
What are you trying to do? Well, I'm actually trying to do something with this door, but I can't reach it. Oh, let me help you, said Pooh. Now, what have you come round for, said Piglet. Well, you'll never guess. It's Eeyore's birthday, and I'm going to find him a present. I think he would probably like a nice big jar of honey. I think I've got some left. And then I think I should try and find a cake. What can I give him? Said Piglet. I don't know, said Pooh. We should have a look around. All right. Maybe I could give him a balloon. I think I've got one left from a party I went to. That's a great idea, said Pooh. It's just what Eeyore would want to cheer him up. Piglet trotted off in another direction and Pooh went for a jar of honey. It was a warm day and he had a long way to go. He hadn't gone very far, of course, when he started to feel just a little bit hungry. His nose started to get a little bit twitchy. Said Pooh. Dear, dear, I didn't know it was as late as this. I really should have had something to eat. But instead of taking sandwiches with him or something like that, he sat down and took the present that he had for Eeyore. Very good that I've got some honey with me. Many a bear going out on a warm day like this would never have thought of bringing such a thing. Pooh had completely forgotten about Eeyore's birthday. Now let me see. Where was I going? What was I going to do? He took a last big lick of the inside of the honey jar, and it was all finished. Oh, my goodness me, he suddenly remembered. Oh, no, I was going to take this honey to Eeyore for a birthday present. Oh, bother. What can I do? I must give him something. For a little while, he just couldn't think of anything. And then he thought, well, it's a very nice pot, even if there's no honey in it. I could wash it and I could get something else to. I could put happy birthday on the outside or something, something useful. He was just going through the 100-acre wood when he went inside to call on Owl, who lived there, because Owl always knows what to do about everything. Good morning, Owl, he said.
Twit, twoo, good morning, Pooh, said Owl.
Many happy returns of Eeyore's birthday, said Pooh.
Oh, is that what it is?
What are you giving him, Owl? What are you giving him, Pooh? Well, I'm giving him a pot to put things in.
Is this it? Said Owl.
Yes, said Pooh, his paws still rather sticky with honey. Somebody has been keeping honey in it, said Owl.
Well, you could keep anything in it, said Pooh. It's very useful.
Why don't we write happy birthday on it?
That's just what I was thinking, said Pooh. But my spelling's a bit wobbly. Could you help?
It's a very nice pot, said Owl, looking at it all around. Couldn't I give it to from both of us?
Well, I'm not sure about that, said Pooh.
Anyway, they washed it out, dried it, and Owl licked to the end of his pencil and wondered how to spell birthday.
Can you read, Pooh? There's a notice about knocking and ringing outside my door, which Christopher Robin wrote. Can you read it?
Not really. Anyway, Owl had a go at writing hip hap hippy hap happy birthday. Pooh said, I'm just saying happy birthday on the jar.
Oh, well, that's very nice, said Pooh.
But actually, he spelt it all wrong and you could hardly really read it. Never mind. Once all this was happening, Piglet had gone back to his own house to find Eeyore a balloon. He held it very tightly against himself so it wouldn't blow away, and he ran as fast as he could so not to get as Eeyore's before Pooh did, for he thought that he would like to be the first one to give a present. So he ran as fast as his little legs could carry him and hoped he'd beat Pooh. Eeyore would be if he didn't look what he was going, and suddenly Piglet ran so fast he tripped and bang, pop, the balloon went. Oh dear, Piglet wondered what had happened. At first he thought he'd been blown up himself and then he realised it was the balloon. Oh dear, what am I going to do? I've got nothing to give him now and I'm not very far away from his house and I'm a long way from mine. Instead of running, he went very, very slowly, feeling very, very sad. And then he came across Eeyore.
Good morning, Eeyore, shouted Piglet.
Well, morning, Piglet, said Eeyore. If it is a good morning, which I doubt not that it is, any matters.
Many happy returns of the day, said Piglet.
Eeyore stopped, looking at himself in the water, and stared.
Could you just say that again?
Many happy...
Wait a moment.
He balanced on three legs, and he began to bring his fourth leg very cautiously up to his ear. He did this yesterday, of course. He's been practicing.
Many happy returns again, said Piglet.
Me?
Of course, Eeyore.
My birthday?
Yes.
Me? Am I having a birthday?
Yes, Eeyore. And I've bought you a present.
Eeyore took down his right hoof from his ear, making sure that he had heard correctly.
A present, said Piglet very loudly.
Well,
it is my birthday. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I bought you a balloon.
Did you say balloon?
Yes, but I had a bit of an accident on the way here, and it sort of went pop.
Oh dear, how unlucky. You must have run too fast. Did you hurt yourself, little piglet?
No, Eeyore, I'm fine, but I'm afraid the balloon did go rather pop.
Was it my balloon?
Yes, piglet, it was going to be for you, for your birthday.
Well, thank you so much for the kindness. I don't really mind if it went pop, because it's just the thought that counts, isn't it?
Yes, that's right, said Piglet, feeling much better. And then, before they knew it, Pooh arrived. Many happy returns of the day.
Oh, thank you, said Eeyore. Thank you so much. That's very kind of you.
I bought you a little present.
Oh, I've had a present already from Piglet. A burst balloon. It's very kind.
Well, here's a useful little pot for you, and it says Happy Birthday on the front.
Oh, my,
said Eeyore to his great surprise. Balloons and pots, what else could I want?
I'm so glad you like it, said Pooh.
I thought you might like it to put something in.
Well, I could put the pot balloon in it, I suppose.
Well, not long after that, Christopher Robin came along. What's going on? What's all this? Piglet and Pooh told Christopher Robin it was Eeyore's birthday. Oh my, I must have almost forgotten. But of course Christopher Robin hadn't, because out from behind his back came a great big cake with icing and candles. And Christopher Robin said, Happy birthday to my dear friend Eeyore. And everyone had a wonderful afternoon. Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale today. Welcome to Pick a Tale. We've got some favourites and some very, very well-known stories this week. Slinky Malinky, Open the Door by Lindley Todd is one of those really special, funny stories all about Slinky Malinky, a very black cat. Slinky Malinky and Sticky Beak Sid were a troublesome pair. Do you know what they did? Alone in the house one mischievous day, they opened a door and they started to play. Oh no, they shredded a shirt and they fought with a shoe, a long woolen scarf and a petticoat too. Then Slinky Malinky jumped high off the floor. He swung on a handle and he opened a door. They tangled the towels and hung on a rope. They paddled in powder and slid on the soap. And you'll never guess then. Well, they tipped out some pillow slips tied up in pairs. They rolled up a carpet and they bowled down the stairs. Then, you'll never guess, Slinky Malinky jumped high off the floor. He swung on a handle and opened another door. They tattered some letters and battered some books. They scattered some paper clips, pencils and hooks. Then Slinky Malinky, yes, you've guessed, jumped high off the floor. He swung on a handle and opened a door. They crept up on cushions and vases of flowers. They battled with curtains for hours and hours. Slinky Malinky jumped high off the floor. He swung on a handle and opened the door. Oh dear, what a shemozzle. The things they did, that Slinky Malinky and Sticky Beak Sid. They stirred up some spoons in a bowl full of fruit, in a sea of spaghetti and vegetable soup. They knocked over pockets. They went for a ride. Then came a scratch and a rustle outside. Slinky Malinky jumped high off the floor. He swung on the handle and opened the door.
Oh, and on the other side was possibly a dog. But we'll never know, will we? But what naughty cats to make such a mess in someone's house. You do have to be careful what you get cats up to. Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale. Welcome to Pick a Tale. This story is called Something from Nothing, and it's all about a boy called Joseph. When Joseph was a baby, his grandfather, who was a great weaver and spinner, made him a wonderful blanket. The blanket became too old, and his mother said, "Throw it away, throw it away." So he took it to his grandfather, who turned it round and round. His scissors went snip, snip, snap, snap. "There's just enough material, Joseph, to make you a jacket." Now Joseph grew and grew, and the jacket did not. And his mother said, "It's really, really time for that jacket to go away." But Joseph loved it so much, he took it back to his grandfather. His grandfather turned it round and round, and his scissors went snip, snap, snip, snap. "There's just enough material to make you a little waistcoat." Joseph was so happy. He swung on trees and he climbed up onto big logs. He played all day and he grew and grew, but the waistcoat didn't. And his mother said, "It really is time for it to be thrown away." So Joseph took his waistcoat to his grandfather. His grandfather turned it round and round. Scissors went snip, snip, snap and said, "There's just enough for me to make you a tiny hanky." Joseph was so happy, he put it in his pocket. But when his mother found it, she said, "This is so old, it's time it threw away." And she tossed it into the basket. But Joseph picked it up and ran back to his grandfather. He turned it round and round and his scissors went snip, snip, snap. "There's just enough, my friend, my dear Joseph grandson, to make you a button, a covered button." And so that's exactly what Joseph had, a lovely little button. And grandfather sewed it on to the corner of his shirt collar. Now Joseph loved to climb, as you know. He climbed trees and over logs, and one day the button disappeared. And Joseph couldn't find it. And do you know what had happened to it? It rolled all the way down and disappeared. Joseph liked to think maybe the little mice or creatures under the ground picked it up and turned it into a table. But he didn't know what to say or do. He was so sad. He went to school and his teacher said, "Who's got a story today?" And Joseph, for the first time, sat down and wrote the whole story about his blanket and what had become of it. He was so proud of the story. And the teacher gave him an award and a golden star. And he ran all the way to his grandfather's house. He sat on the bench and he read it out loud. And his grandfather said, "See, Joseph, there is something that's come out of nothing." And they laughed and laughed. And the story has always lived on. Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale today.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.